At the conclusion of every Mass, I, the priest, give you the blessing, invoking the Holy Trinity, and then I say, go forth, the Mass is ended. Or another option would be, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Or another option, go in peace, glorifying the Lord with your life. Having been nourished with the Word of God, having professed our faith, and then having been nourished with the Holy Eucharist, we're called to go out and to proclaim Christ. So really, when we think of it, we are sent out, just like the apostles. It's interesting, the word Mass comes from the Latin Missa, which means sent. So in our gospel today, Jesus sends the apostles out. This is like a trial run, preparing them for when Pentecost occurs, and they go out on their own, filled with the graces of the Holy Spirit. Keep in mind, our Lord just doesn't cast them out. Rather, they've been in formation. So, our Lord had called them to follow Him. They've witnessed all these various miracles and exorcisms. They've heard His teaching. He has instructed them privately. And so now they're ready to go out and share in His mission, to release people from unclean spirits, to anoint the sick, and so on. So, my brothers and sisters, we think, too, that our Lord gives them some practical advice. So He says, first of all, just take what is necessary. So no extras, no extra baggage like this. You can have the walking stick, you can have the sandals, but nothing extra. I wish I could convince my mother of not taking extra baggage when we go on a trip. And then we have also, second precept, go with a buddy. So He sends them out in pairs, not by themselves. Last precept is to shake the dust off the feet if you find rejection. This was a rabbinic phrase. So the idea was, rather than carry that contamination of rejection with us, we shake it off. Or allowing that rejection to enter our hearts and discourage us, we shake it off and we move on. So our Lord has formed them, and He's given them some practical advice. Well, with that, we look at our own lives. We think then of how we need spiritual, religious, faith formation. Most of us will remember that at our earliest age, hopefully, our parents were praying with us. They taught us the basics of the faith. They brought us to Mass. We had other religious instruction at home. The time came then when we went off to maybe a Catholic grade school, as I did, or maybe a parish religious education program. Nevertheless, the parents, hopefully, continued to teach us, because that faith formation has to be really focused on the home. Besides just having that formal kind of instruction, our parents created an environment. So I remember growing up, and in our home, we had a crucifix over every bed. We had lots of different religious artwork. There's always the special Catholic traditions surrounding Christmas and Easter and the like. In all, it was an environment. I've been to several of our parishioners' homes, and I'm very happy to see that some of them have had like a little prayer corner, or they have even a prayer room, or even an altar set up. That's beautiful. Because in all, it's creating an environment where the Lord is known to be present. Pope St. John Paul II said that the parents are the primary educators, and the home has to be like the domestic church. After all, if children don't see parents taking this very importantly in their own lives, how are they going to think that it's important in their own lives? Then growing up, of course, when I was in high school especially, I began asking the questions, and thank God my parents gave me the answers. I remember in sixth grade, I came home asking all those questions about the facts of life. Kids were talking about things at school. So my mom, the nurse, said to my dad, who was the biochemist, "It's time for the talk." So the next day after dinner, Dad took me downstairs in like where we had a little playroom kind of thing, and there's my old chalkboard, and I had the talk. But praise God, I didn't listen simply or just have it at school. I didn't just rely on what the other kids were saying. I knew what were the real facts of life, but from a faith perspective. I remember, too, when I think I was a senior in high school, they had the first sex change operation at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. So I asked my mom, you know, kids were talking about this in school and so on. What's this about? So surgical nurse mom had one of her recent nursing journals, and she said, "Here it is." And she said, "Look." And there it was, all the details, but it had the diagrams. And I looked at it for a little while, and I said, "Ooh, no. That's gross." And my mom said, "It's not surgery, it's mutilation." But thank God, because my parents, and they weren't perfect, but my parents did their best to give me the faith formation I needed so that when I went off to college, I had a good foundation. Granted, there's the challenges, there's the temptations, I made my mistakes and so on, but thank God I had that foundation. We must not forget, though, that for all of us, that faith formation never stops. You and I, who are adults, need to continue on learning about our faith. This summer, when things are a little quieter, start reading your Bible. Start working through the New Testament. That's a beautiful way to grow in the faith. Or if there's certain issues, then go to the catechism. Resolve those issues. Our parish subscribes to that website called Formed. There's a whole gamut of good Catholic movies, of religious talks from like Professor Scott Hahn and so on. So much to help us know our faith better so that we can live in this world as a real disciple. After all, if we don't know Jesus, how can we love Him? And the more we love Him, the more we want to know Him. But in all parents, you have that sacred obligation to create the environment at home, that place to nurture the faith for your children, to give them that Catholic identity. A wise old professor once said to me that values are not just taught, they are caught. They have to be grasped by a child. But then there is the practical side, too. So just as Jesus sent the apostles off, so He sends us off with the same kind of advice. First of all, let's not weigh ourselves down. We could look at our life and ask ourselves, well, is there something that really weighs me down from being a better disciple? Am I too occupied with material things or money? Am I too occupied with electronics and things that I don't take the time I need for prayer? I think, too, in this world, we should ask ourselves, am I too weighed down by what others think? Am I scared to talk about my faith because of how someone might view me? They might think I'm really a Christian. They might really think I'm a sincere Catholic. This is a real problem. We should not be afraid to be weighed down. Or we should be afraid to be weighed down. We need to be free. And as Jesus said, the truth will set us free. Secondly, we need to have that spiritual buddy. We need to have a person who is solid in the faith, with whom we can talk to about issues, have a confidant, someone who's going to encourage us, someone who's going to be a good example. We all need that spiritual buddy to accompany us on our journey. Then we also have to remember that if we face rejection, shake the dust off the feet. Granted, people will ask us questions about the faith, and that's beautiful. We have the opportunity to evangelize. So if we're well-formed, we can maybe inspire them to seek more about the faith, or we may clear up a misunderstanding or some kind of ignorance. This is good. Some people might be really hostile, though, and attack us. Well, rather than get discouraged or be afraid, shake the dust. I remember a few years ago, a couple in the parish, they've now moved out west after retirement, but they were at another couple's home for dinner. And this other couple had really no practice of any kind of religion, but they had invited another couple. So they sit down to dinner, and this other couple says to our parishioners, "I hate the Catholic Church." Well, after choking on the food, the parishioner said, "Excuse me?" And she said, "I hate the Catholic Church," and goes through this whole diatribe of what's wrong with the Catholic Church. Well, what a way to ruin a meal. So our parishioners simply stood up and said, "I think it's best that we leave. I'm really sorry that you are so bigoted and intolerant." They left. They shook the dust from their feet and moved on. People, some people are like that. So my brothers and sisters, our Lord gives us practical advice. We have to have that spiritual formation, and we have to follow the practical points too, of not letting anything weigh us down from being the committed disciple our Lord wants us to be. Having that good spiritual buddy to help us. Having the really courage and fortitude to shake the dust from the feet if necessary. So when the Mass ends today, and I say go forth, you have to remember the Mass continues on in your own lives. May God bless you.